Welcome back to the clubhouse. Kyle Bailey, Chris Coleman at TechSideline.com, and Danny Noakes. Hit us all up at Chris Coleman TSL, at Danny Noakes, and at the clubhouse KB. That's on Twitter, of course. Mentioned it before the break. Got a backup quarterback who's 2-0 right now, trying to make it 3-0 tomorrow. A lot of things still need to be cleaned up.
small guy, and you don't want to bring him back before he's ready. If it comes to that, and Motley's still playing well, then that's a good problem to have.
Absolutely. And you know what? And that's the thing, is that if Brewer gets healthy, and let's say, like you said, it's not North Carolina State, which I don't believe it will be. Mm-hmm. You don't believe it will be. Bitter doesn't believe it will
no
be.
Way.
I think that's too soon. But even if it is on the road at Miami or the following week at home against Duke, you know, yeah, if Motley's still playing well, you have the luxury of then riding the hot hand. And then if things stall, if the offense stumbles, if it slows down, then you can go right back to Michael Brewer, and you know you've got two capable quarterbacks. I don't think it has to be that controversial.
I don't think it does either. I mean, I think if you've got two guys who are capable of doing the job, even if they're in different ways, I think that that's a good option to have. I know this staff before, when it was Sean Glennon and Tyrod Taylor down the stretch in 2007, I thought Steiny, you know, for all his faults as an offensive coordinator, I think he managed that situation brilliantly. I mean, as well as it could be managed down the stretch in 2007. And I have enough confidence in Scott Leffler to lead me to believe that he would manage it well also.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not a fan of the two-quarterback system.
Not
it's
either.
Very rarely worked. I mean, I know Urban made it work with Leak and Tebow at Florida for a while. There have been some other examples, but by and by, it's not the way that most coaches want to go. Beamer doesn't want to do that. He never has. He's done it, but he doesn't want to play it that way. So I don't think it has to be that controversial. And again, quite honestly, we're probably still 2, maybe even 3 weeks out from that being an actual serious conversation that we're having.
Yeah.
So we got more to get to with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about tomorrow's game. We'll talk some wider college football. We'll get Chris's thoughts on Boise State and UVA tonight in Charlottesville, the 8 p.m. showdown in Scott Stadium. Keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.